In the courts of ancient Japan, the male attendants were often selected from the ranks of petty criminals who were castrated. Because of their intimate familiarity with the activities of the court, they were often at the center of the political and social intrigues and exercised a great deal of power behind the scenes. The two figures on this card remind us of the sleazy and conspiratorial situations we can get into when we compromise our own truth. It is one thing to meet another halfway, to understand a point of view different from our own, and work towards a harmony of the opposing forces. It is quite another to cave in and betray our own truth. If we look deeply into it, we usually find that we are trying to gain something, whether it is power or the approval of others. If you are tempted, beware. The rewards of this kind of compromise always leave a bitter taste in the mouth. In the words of Osho, don't be clever, otherwise you will remain the same. You will not change. Half techniques on the path of love and half techniques on the path of meditation will create much confusion in you. They will not help. But to ask for help is against the ego, so you try to compromise. This compromise will be more dangerous. It will confuse you more, because made out of confusion, it will create more confusion. So try to understand why you hanker for compromise. Sooner or later, you will be able to understand that compromise is not going to help. And compromise may be a way of not going in either direction, or it may be just a repression of your confusion. It will assert itself. Never repress anything. Be clear-cut about your situation. And if you are confused, remember that you are confused. This will be the first clear-cut thing about you, that you are confused. You have started on the journey.